Angeles Dodgers beat the Houston Astros 3-1 in Game 1 of the World Series. Kershaw's 11 strikeouts were the most by a pitcher in a series opener since 1968. The three-time Cy Young Award winner gave up just three hits and walked none over seven innings. More details at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Listen, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woohoo!
It is hump day, and good morning. It is October the 25th, 2017. It is 6 minutes after the hour of 7 today. Right now in the studios of KCNR 1460 is Carl Bott. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Bad Bob.
Good morning, Carl. The last gasp of Redding summer. We're not as bad off as Southern California, but we will see highs today near 91 degrees. Probably the warmest day of the week. Temperatures will start to slowly taper off as we slide into the weekend. Overnight lows near the 60-degree mark. No rain in the immediate future. Dry conditions, so please keep that in mind. Don't let the slightly cooler temperatures fool you. We still have a very high fire danger. We'll be talking about that during this hour. Last we checked, Shasta Lake about 51 feet from the top. Currently in Redding, 52 degrees at the airport, 53 downtown, and this report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
And Anderson Business, that's a veteran-owned business, and a family-run business, all from out of Anderson. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. So many things going on. We're going to talk about fire and how to, things that have to be done. Maybe it's just too late because everybody should have all this stuff done already. But so many other things. I want to start off with Albert Einstein.
A very smart guy.
Smart guy. We probably never have really even discovered how smart this guy is. And I've got another story that kind of goes along with that, but he wrote Einstein's theory of happiness. I know, isn't it funny?
Is it a relative thing?
And this is how it happens. He's in Japan, Tokyo. He had just been told, right before he made this trip, that he was going to win the Nobel Prize for Physics. Hmm. So he's in a hotel room, and the young man that helped him, brought up all his luggage and everything, Albert didn't have any cash. So he writes this note, and he gives it to the bellboy. And on it is this passage he wrote in German about happiness. So the bellboy keeps it. And, in fact, he wrote two of them. But the first one was his theory of happiness. He gives them to the bellboy. So you're sitting there, the bellboy's looking at it, and he's thinking, if I'd just been stiffed. This is Albert Einstein, and he gave me a handwritten note, signed. So he keeps it, and it goes to his family. So now a nephew decides, well, let's see how much this thing is worth. They're saying it $3,000 to $5,000 at the auction.
Mm-hmm.
$1.56 million later.
Wow.
This piece of paper changes hands. And on it is Einstein's theory of happiness. For a dollar, only for a dollar, I'll tell it to you. You are saving $1,559,999, and I will tell you what that secret is. I'm going to start a PayPal. Go in here.
Okay. GoFundMe.
GoFundMe on this. Here is what he wrote. $1.56 million now, right? the bellboy thinking he got stiff, but obviously not. He must have thought he thought this is the neatest thing ever given to me, because he kept it and the family kept it all these years. A calm and modest life brings more happiness than the pursuit of success combined with constant restlessness. I'm going to say that again. A calm and modest life brings more happiness than the pursuit of success combined with a constant restlessness.
I would subscribe to that.
I thought that's kind of cool. Really.
I would agree with that. I got to tell you, the difference in, Redding's not bad when it comes to the energy that you know, people doing going about their work and stuff like that. But when you go to some place like the California Delta, and just this passing over a bridge to get onto Bethel Island, it's like going to another world. Everything suddenly slows way down. We didn't touch our social media. We didn't check the internet. We didn't check the news. We didn't do any of that for 5 straight days.
Well, you're going to start hearing a new advertisement today for the beach, for the coast, and this cottage over there. And it's the same thing, Bob. When we left, I didn't even get a phone call for 2 days, which kind of worried me a little bit. You know, oh, it's just a station still there. But it was like I didn't have to worry about that stuff. And you take a step back, and you really can. You know, it was for 3 days, and it was great.
Yeah.
It was 3 days where, you know, we get over there on a Thursday after leaving here. So we worked, you know, until we left. And then you had that Thursday night, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So I guess it was 3 days. Then came back Monday. So, and you got got back in the grind the next day. So
there's something to be said for that old book, Future Shock, where Toffler said, warned us against overstimulating the mind, and we just go into this numbed frenzy.
Well, you know, if you go to Europe, and I'm not comparing us to Europe at all, but the month of August in Europe is like a giant vacation for everybody in Europe. And they get, 30 days, and it doesn't count weekends. 20 days, it doesn't count weekends. In other words, if you take a vacation, it's going to be, starts on a Monday, and it goes for 2 weeks. You start on your Saturday and Sunday, and I guess businesses here do that, military doesn't. But Saturdays and Sundays don't count. And when I was offered a job in the Netherlands by Lucent, one of the things was, well, you get 37 days of vacation, paid vacation,
mm-hmm.
plus, you know, all these other things that came along with it, you know, health and all that. And so if you go like to Rome in August, many of the places are shut down,
mm-hmm.
because they're all gone on vacation. A lot of them go over to Croatia, to the coast over there. But it's interesting. And then you look at you're looking at Japan, where they're working 80-hour weeks. I mean, it's just, you know, these people are driven. They have no relationships. These are things you read.
Yeah.
The number of children being born will not sustain Japan at
yeah.
all, because they are just working. They're having many instances of people just dropping dead at work.
Yeah,
because of this, you know, and then here we are in the United States. 60-hour weeks are not unusual.
Yeah,
for people.
And let's face it, all of our roads go to the same destination.
Yeah, that's it.
Along about this, I mean, I just found out. I mean, you want to talk about something that rings a bell? I found out I have to have cataract surgery in January.
We know.
All of a sudden you hear tick-tock, tick-tock.
Oh, did they tell you about the 10% of people that... Oh, never mind. I won't talk about it. I just won't mention it. Okay? Just kidding. Hey, Carl Bott here with Bad Bob. Linda is on assignment today. Tomorrow we've got Trish Clark coming in, and Saturday will be... Friday will be the stand-down. And let me talk a little bit about the stand-down. It's going to be at Shasta... fairgrounds. It's for all. It's a hand up and not a handout. So many homeless veterans we have. Now, here's a great statistic that they verified we had like 150 or no, it's less than that, like around 100 veterans that were homeless, and through the area down here, and through a variety of means, they found housing for like 75 of them.
Okay.
So it was really good. Now, but each year, though, you know, they bring in people from all over. And I'm just talking about Redding here. But they bring people from all over, from Weaverville, Hay Fork, Yreka, Mount Shasta, Shasta Lake City, Orville, Chico, Los Molinos, Red Bluff. Mm-hmm. And they all come in here. And they have these free community services all there, a temporary homeless shelter for veterans, their families, because for the first time last year, I saw a family that were there, and their pets. Plus, their pets are taken over to the vet in Anderson, who will then, you know, make sure their shots are up to date, make sure that they're healthy. They're going to have job services and unemployment insurance information, medical services. Celestina Trevor and her people from the Shasta County Veterans Service Office will be down there. Drug and alcohol counseling, VA benefit information, driver's license and identification information. General assistance, transportation, all of this at the stand down that's going on. And they start coming on Thursday, so they have it tomorrow. So they have it tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday at the stand down. So it's a tremendous thing they're doing. So for more information, and they always need donations. So for food, they've got the clothing, but they need donations for the food. 605-8114. Give Dave Cockrell a call. He's going to go into the answering machine, but just leave a message, tell him who you are, and a way to get a hold of you. Okay? All right, we're going to be right back after these messages. It's about 18 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock here on Wednesday, Hump Day.
You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire.
Carmona's Appliance Center.
Prices are falling at Carmona's Appliance Center. You'll find fabulous fall savings on all our Whirlpool, Maytag, KitchenAid, Amana, and Jenner appliances, including washers, dryers, refrigerators, freezers, microwaves, ranges, dishwashers, cooktops, and more. Huge in-stock inventory, local delivery, complete parts and service department at your locally owned brand source dealer, Carmona's Appliance Center, Mistletoe Lane, Reading. Like us on Facebook and log on to carmonasappliances.com.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Steck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Bridget, Shasta County District Attorney. My office, along with the Shasta County Board of Supervisors, would like to invite you to a free event, Opioid Crisis and Addiction, Stopping the Cycle in Shasta County. Our keynote speaker is Sam Quinones, author of the book Dreamland. This free event will explore the opioid crisis and drug epidemic affecting our very own community. Join us for this free event on Thursday, November 16th, at 6:30 p.m. at Mercy Oaks. If you are a parent, educator, teen, community member, law enforcement, or healthcare professional, I urge you to attend. That's Thursday, November 16th at 6:30 p.m. at Mercy Oaks. Please call 225-5220 for more information.
Black Bear Diner was started by a couple of hungry guys with a big dream. That dream? Good old-fashioned family food with great service. Like the classic Volcano Breakfast. Secret recipes, sweet cream pancakes, hickory-smoked bacon, sausage, and fresh cracked eggs. Mmm. Served day or night at over 100 Black Bear Diner locations. Feeding all you hungry bears out there makes us so proud.
Here's your breakfast for dinner. No more coffee?
Thanks, Rosie. I'm sorry. Pancakes at sunset make me a little emotional.
Ramona's Appliance Center.
At Carmona's Appliance Center, it's barbecue season today and every day. From Broil King, Weber, Traeger, and the Big Green Egg, we carry all the brand names at the best prices in the North State, along with barbecue tools, pellets, barbecue seasonings, and much more. At Carmona's, we know barbecue cooking inside and out. Discover which grill will complete your outdoor kitchen. At Carmona's Appliance Center, your full-service appliance dealer with a full parts and service department, located on Mistletoe Lane, Reading.
And now, back to our show.
Break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick erase it, write
welcome
it,
back to Free Fire
it,
Radio.
Save it, load it, check it, quick rewrite it, plug it,
in the studios
it,
of
KCNR
1460.
I so want to see these guys. Man.
Who is it?
Pentatonix.
Oh, yeah.
They came out with all those neat redos of the Christmas songs.
Yeah, 605-4567 is our phone number. 22 minutes after the after 7 o'clock today. 52 going up to 52 degrees now, going up to 91 today. This portion of the show is brought to you by SST Oil. Hey, in 1967, when they began, the most popular TV show was the Andy Griffith Show. Got it? The 1967's most popular movies, Bonnie and Clyde. No. Cool Hand Luke, The Dirty Dozen.
Faye Dunaway.
1967, Super Bowl I, who was it? Green Bay Packers.
That's right, the Packers.
NBA champions, Philadelphia 76ers. World Series, St. Louis Cardinals. And the U.S. Open, Jack Nicklaus. Now, that's when SST Oil began. It's been serving its customers and community for over 50 years. They have a service-oriented company built around their strong fuel transportation background. It's a proud member of the CFN Fleetwide Fueling Network, which we use, and has over 57,000 card-activated fuel sites across the United States. Is that cool?
Pretty handy.
Pretty cool. This is SST, Shasta-Siskiyou Transport, but they go all over. They're going to Oregon. They go everywhere. It's not just in these two counties here. The 50th anniversary. Give them a call because there's so many things they can do. Repair and maintenance of heaters, delivery of fuel. They're out there on the fire lines all the time. Give them a call at 241-1167.
Yeah.
These are really good people out there.
And the, you know, there's these companies that have been part of Reading forever, and you see them all over the state, like RLT, Reading Lumber Transport. They started out just moving logs, but when the market changed, they changed too. And that's the kind of business that survives. So, you know, we like to see the local guys thrive, especially when the state does everything possible to make it difficult for them. Now, I know you've got another.
Especially for trucks.
Yeah.
Because they get into this thing of the CARB, you know, the clean air. And they're making them put filters and all these things on these vehicles. Some of them cause fires. I mean, it is. So they're having to upgrade their diesels all the time. And this isn't like a $50 fix. This is like a $10,000 fix.
Yeah, and then you got to buy the juice to constantly.
The DEF, they have that facility. You know, the diesel, fluid that you add to your diesel fuel that you have to because if you don't, they can shut you down. You can be the movement of trucks. If we didn't have trucks within 3 days, if trucks were shut down for 3 days. You'd be go to your supermarket and there's nothing on the shelves.
Yeah.
Nothing. on the shelf.
You know what I'm waiting for? Is
Liverwurst might be on the shelf.
What I'm waiting for is another. Remember the whole MTBE thing? They had to put this stuff in all the gasoline for winter.
Yeah.
And then it turned out it was like the most horribly toxic stuff ever.
Well, ethanol. Look at ethanol. It's not really good for your engine or what I've heard. But
and
anyway,
corn.
But here's a company. As many of the other companies that advertise on our station, they're built from the ground up. They're family built. And this was built by a family, and then now it's owned by the employees. Then you look at so many other the other companies that we have advertised with us. You know what you get out of that? You know, it's the American dream. Mm-hmm. Dr. Danuka. Both of them, Drs. Danuka, are the American dream, even though they're from India. Mm-hmm. They came over here, and they studied, they worked really hard, and here they are in our city. They give so much. In fact, you know, they're having a bingo bash that to help fight lung cancer. These are extraordinary people who also live the American dream. You know, opening your own business and still being here after 8 years.
Yeah.
It may not be the American dream totally, but you know what? We had the ability to do that.
Yeah.
I mean, you do. And did you know that most businesses close within the first 3 years?
Oh, yeah.
Over half of them. And then after 8 years, there's only like 25% left of the ones that started 8 years ago.
Yep.
It's just amazing that, you know, when you hear these things. But people keep trying and trying and trying. Okay.
Yep, that's the idea. I'm going to launch a rant rocket, sir. Have you been following the business down in our state's capital where the Democrats rule?
Yes.
And all of a sudden, all these women are coming up and saying, well, we've all talked about Mr. Weinstein, but what about what's going on in our state capitol where the...
I have not heard that.
Oh, huge allegations of sexual harassment that is institutional to the fine institution of those who tell us how we should live our lives.
Oh, so in the Senate and the Assembly?
Yeah. Big investigations. Check that story
really
out.
Okay, so people are coming out now. Patrick Swayze, who's difficult for him to fight back since he is... dead,
yeah.
Was, you know, allegations against him. Allegations, these things are coming up. And frankly, I can't help it. Oh, President Bush, the original President Bush, supposedly told this interviewer, you know, a risque joke. And Barbara's with him and supposedly touched her. This was like 4 years ago. And I'm thinking, he was in a wheelchair 4 years ago. It doesn't mean he can't have wandering hands, right? In fact, we know a family that the father, who is a very, very, very famous guy, would, in his stages of as he got so much older and mental deterioration, and would expose himself to people. And nobody said anything. They just went, poof, you know, here, cover him up again.
Hand a blanket.
And, he was walking around. So it was that kind of thing that would happen. And so, but nobody ever said anything about that because, one, it wasn't like, you know, he's not like a Weinstein. The guy had obviously was
predator.
But he had lost his mental, you know, facilities there. But still, that, you know, it was like, whoop.
We, without going into great details, there was a local political figure who, as this person went into decline, would sometimes walk out of the house buck naked, and the whole neighborhood would kind of quickly scoop this person up and get them back in the house.
Yeah. I mean, just, you know what? And but see, on something like that, I just, you know, I can't, you know, you can't kind of like hold that person.
They aren't there anymore.
They aren't there anymore. Yeah, and if they're doing things that you can't really hold them there. But other people, and this is why watch this. With Kathleen Kennedy saying, hey, we need to have a group here that's going to take you guys, and we're going to pound the out of you. And she didn't say that. But what she said is, we need a group that just that has a private, completely covered way of people to report these things.
Mm-hmm.
Because this one woman said that when she had been assaulted, that she says, let's face it, the one who brings in the most money is the one that's protected. And if you're just an extra, you're an assistant, you're a makeup artist, you know what, just don't, you're not going to say anything.
Yeah, yeah.
So, anyway.
You'll never work in this town again.
And they absolutely mean it. No, when they say it on something like that. Oh, no, you're never going to work in this town.
So the sanctimonious preaching of these people.
Let's just say it. It's the hypocrisy of Hollywood. The self-licking ice cream cone.
Who tell us, you know, that we're clinging to our guns and religion, and meanwhile they are exploiting and abusing innocent folks.
Yeah, innocent folks. That's what it is. And now they're coming out and they're saying, because remember we had this person on, we had this author on, but he was also, they were doing things for childhood, you know, child stars and the pedophilia and the assaults that were happening to them and what was happening to them. And it was kind of like swept under the carpet, and he kept trying, you know, he was fighting this thing. Now that's starting to come up too.
Yep.
And then here you got Roman Polanski, a rapist of a 12-year-old girl, wins the Academy Award after this happens. And all these people are fighting to get him back over here.
I bet
you right now that all those people that were saying, oh, no, bring him back, they're all taking a big step backwards. Yeah. Oh, okay, Roman, maybe perhaps you shouldn't come back now. Yeah, you think? Okay, 7:30 in the morning, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Northern Firearms Instruction. This weekend, Northern Firearms Instruction has a free class. And it's been sold out. It's been filled for weeks. It's a free class for 50 ladies there, and being underwritten by a business here in town. And so 50 ladies are going to go through this class, one of the most complete CCW class you're going to find. The Northern Firearms Instruction has offices and instructors, or I should say instructors, in over 30 counties. Yeah, 30 counties. All of this, plus tactical rifle, advanced pistol, all the others. Northern Firearms Instruction. Check them out on U.S. Gun Pro. usgunpro.com, or give them a call at 530-999-1822. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Your story begins here. Start yours today. Wind River Resort and Casino can make your dreams a reality. From our experienced staff, full setup and cleanup, on-site catering, full-service spa, luxurious hotel, and certified wedding and event planner. Come see what we have to offer. We guarantee you'll be amazed. Our group sales team can set up any room arrangement needed to suit your conference or meeting needs. Book your event today. Call 530-339-7454 or visit windriver.com. It's better at the river.
Do you like to perform and show off your skills and vocals and sing your best? Then head down to Wind River Resort and Casino for karaoke rewards at Overtime Lounge. No cover charge. The action starts every Thursday at 9 p.m. with more ways to earn entries to win a package including a one-night hotel stay, dining certificate, free slot play, and cash. Drawing at the end of the month. Ask how to earn additional tickets. Karaoke rewards Thursdays at Wind River Resort and Casino. For rules and details, log on to windriver.com. Karaoke is better at the river.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity of your vehicle depends on you to make sure the oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems all have been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't need to drop your car off or wait. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi fly while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes and more with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott. Tough day. 26 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. That's right. If you're looking for a locally owned, trusted provider of quality, compassionate in-home care, you're not going to find any better than Sharon Clark in Home Helpers. That's right. Business and business person of the year. Home Helpers has done more to help people in our community, in our area, than anybody else. And if you're a veteran, she makes sure that all the benefits that a veteran deserves or he's earned or she's earned gets to them. And how does she do that? She goes right to the Veteran Service Office and says, okay, this is so-and-so, they're a veteran, I think they're going to need your help. And that gives Celestine and her people a leg up on this. They provide a unique care for people to keep them inside their own home, which makes them happy. Home Helpers, give them a call, 226-8350. I'm probably going too long on those, but all the people we have as advertisers that we talk about, these are good people. I'm here with Bonnie Sharp. Good morning. Good morning there. You're just so beautiful. Look at you, limping around a little bit today.
A little bit.
Yeah, just a little bit. Lady had her appendix out yesterday.
Not yesterday. Not very long ago, a couple of days ago.
Anyway. Couple of days ago, and here you come walking in here. You know what I mean? You're you're tough.
Yeah.
I would use the appendix. Bob and I would use the appendix. If it's a guy, guys will be down for a month. Yeah. A month. We'll be down for a month, enjoying it. Girls get their appendix out. Ladies get their appendix out. Next day, they're up there plowing. They're out there.
Too much to do.
Yeah, too much to do. And you've got something big this weekend.
Yes, I do. Very popular.
Yeah.
It's All Saints Episcopal Church Harvest Bazaar. Very. Huh. And I know I have a friend that really loves it. Her name's Linda Bott.
I got a feeling she's going to be there that day. She's going to be there because she uses this to get a lot of Christmas, foofarah.
Right.
That because it's got a great things, linens and antiques and jewelry.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, all great stuff there.
And, last year, for the first time, we had dog treats, homemade dog treats. And I mean to tell you,
they were tasty.
People were fighting over them. Well, seriously, that basket was emptied in a whip. I bet you they didn't last an hour. So they're back again this year. And something we have this year we haven't had before. We've never got involved in furniture, but we have four ladderback chairs, which are to women who, I have some of them that were my mom's, and I love them. But they're kind of special, and so I know those will be a hit. And, of course, like every year, we have coffee and pie, homemade pies. You can go in and have a cup of coffee and a piece of homemade pie, all different kinds. And then we have drawings. We have baskets that have wine and coffee and all kinds of different things in them, and they're very popular, too. So this bazaar, really, it's the first one, kind of there's a bazaar season in the fall. And ours, we were lucky enough to be the first, and it's very
popular. The first and the best.
Yes, we think so, for purchase. But anyway, and then, of course, all the other, like you mentioned, the first. And I did so appreciate you mentioning it a couple of days this week. That was so nice of you to do that. We have the antiques, of course, and collectibles. You mentioned that. And we have linens. I mean, Jim and I bought this table to better fit our mobile home rather than a big table that we had. Now none of my beautiful linens
fit the table.
So guess what? I washed and ironed tons and tons and tons, and they're down there for purchase stuff.
Oh, okay.
So, and that's, you know, along with a lot of other ladies bring things.
Linda right now is looking into her little bank account to see how many of those she can buy. Yeah, you know, I mean, she really enjoys it. She and Lori going get down there like 6 in the morning. And they stand there, and they're with their little faces on the door going, open, open,
with
open.
The coffee.
With the coffee. Coffee, open, yeah. Open, open, open. You know, so this is a good place to go to. It's a very, very fair prices, too.
Really?
May I say that?
Yeah.
Because she'll come home with a whole carload of stuff, and I'm like, oh, no, it only cost me a dollar.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe not that much, or maybe a little bit more. Yeah. But antiques and collectibles, linens, jewelry and art, baked goodies, drawings for baskets, wine, chocolate, and coffee. I mean, they all go together.
Yes.
And more, plus a coffee and pie shop. And all this starts at 9 a.m.
Right. Doors open at 9.
All Saints Episcopal Church. You're saying, well, where is that? That's the corner of Quartz Hill and Benton Drive. Now, where is that? Now, that's right across from the Benton Golf Course.
Right. Thank you. I thought good thing to tell people.
Yeah. And it's, if I'm thinking, it's just down the street from One Safe Place.
Yes.
Kitty Corner from Lake Redding Park.
That's right, Lake Redding Park. I mean, if you can find Lake Redding Park and then the little nine-hole golf course, you can find All Saints Episcopal Church. It's right there. Look for the spire.
Yeah. Yep. And a couple of years ago, thanks to the bazaar and several other, well, probably a couple of bazaars, we were able to put a spire on top of the church, which we're really proud of. And so, yeah, it does great things for the church.
Okay. So, everybody, you'll know where to go to weekend.
That's right.
And if you get there early, you get to sit out there and chit-chat with Linda and Lori as they go out there. Oh, no, she just loves it because she picks up so much stuff for Christmas.
Right.
You know, and especially in the jewelry. You know, these girls give jewelry back and forth all the time for these. And so she finds enough stuff to send out to people. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much, Bonnie Sharp.
Thank you.
You know what? I cannot believe you're walking around this soon after having your appendix out.
Hey.
My goodness. You know what? Bob stubbed his toe the other day and needed 2 days off and went workers' comp on me.
Bonnie, I want to tell you something as soon as we move on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, all right. No. Then we're going to move on right now. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Contemplating going solar, now is the time. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. The state-mandated solar energy rebate currently offered by Redding Electric Utility is ending on October 31st. This rebate can put up to $5,000 cash in your pocket. If you've been told in the past that solar was not available in your area due to solar installation caps, those restrictions have been lifted for a limited time. Taking advantage of this rebate opportunity is simple. Call the Redding Electric Utility today, and they will give you a voucher number. Then call Powerhouse Solar, and we will design and install a state-of-the-art SunPower solar energy system to meet your family's specific energy needs. Powerhouse Solar is an elite dealer for SunPower and is the oldest SunPower dealership in California. Don't miss this opportunity. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on Facebook or at powerhousesolar.com.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Life's Journey. David and Brianna Strang were newly married, starting on a lifelong journey together. They were ready for a place to call their own, but as recent college graduates with new jobs, they were worried their short work history wouldn't provide enough financial support to qualify them for their first home loan. That's when Tri-Counties Bank home loan specialist Becky Sim joined in on the journey and charted a new path for them. Becky and her team used the Strang's recent college diplomas and new salaries to create a sound case for their future finances, qualifying them for their first home loan. Welcome home, David and Brianna.
Hooray!
Home lending, home equity lines of credit, life's journey. For personalized problem solving, California community branches, over 25,000 surcharge-free ATMs, advanced online and mobile banking, plus live banker support 7 days a week. Switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank. Service with solutions. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. NMLS number 458732.
North State Security is Northern California's premier private security agency with over 125 security officers. We're prepared to serve you effectively in whatever your challenges may be. Regardless of what your immediate or constant disturbances may be, North State Security stands ready to respond around the clock, any and every day of the year. You've seen our marked security units around town day and night, driven by our best and trained to face modern challenges with courage and poise. With an average response time of 8 minutes from initial call to our arrival, many clients find peace of mind with our special response program, providing immediate protection for their personnel and customers. Call North State Security at 243-0295 for a free consultation on the effectiveness of our services at the pinnacle of crime prevention.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. It is 15 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 25th of October, 2017. Going to be up to 91 today. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Only watch repairman in town is right there, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Okay, now. Now it's time for my rant.
Strap in.
Okay, it's not really a rant. Shasta County, front page. Shasta County is going to be a hub in the fight against opiate addiction. All right? So there's all this money that's being made available to the state to come to the, you know, and which the state is now pushing down. Because rural counties, and you count us as a rural county, are having a bigger problem with opiates addiction than the cities, which I find it hard to believe because it probably spread from the cities. But, okay, the federal grant is to help turn around and to provide treatment for those who are addicted. As you know, Aegeus here in town opened up a methadone clinic, treatment center, and they quickly went from like 27 to 167 patients. Now, you think about that. Now, these are the ones you used to have to drive to Chico every day to get their dose, and they also have to go through a counseling session, and then they come back. So now they're all right here. Now, they still have to go once a week for counseling over to Chico. But they're going to open up the counseling center here at Aegeus in July. Now, being a hub in Shasta County right here means they're going to spoke out to Humboldt County or Del Norte, to up in Bernie, Alturas, all the little places around here. Chief Moore says, well, I want to see what this attracts. Who's going to be coming to Reading for this kind of treatment? And you got to ask yourself
that. More free stuff.
You know what? But see here, the treatment is that it gets people off of heroin. It puts them onto another drug, and then they ease them off that. They ease them off that drug. But it's they're addicted to methadone. But see, here's the difference. They don't have to steal $2,000 or $3,000 a day to get high, or to feed this habit. And let me tell you how bad this habit is. You know, I talk to people. Somebody sent me a text yesterday or a message yesterday. Says I was driving and I couldn't pull over when you were talking about this opiate epidemic, and now we're going to be selling marijuana. He says I couldn't stop, but he is one of the ones that this heroin has destroyed their family. I shouldn't say that. Has destroyed the children, one of the children in their family. They picked up the slack. They adopted their own grandson. Can you believe this? Because their son and daughter-in-law, if they're in-law, have had four children. Every one of them has ended up someplace else because of the heroin. And they aren't the only ones. It happens all the time around here. So here we are. You got Shasta County going to be one of the hubs of the fight to try and get the opiate epidemic under control. they're using the Vermont method, which is said they're treating so many more people. Unfortunately, they had more overdoses last year than they ever had in Vermont. So see where they're helping more people. It's the epidemic is growing. It's growing. I'd love to be able to get the Aegeus guy on here, and we're going to try that, to get the head of the Aegeus company or the one here in town and talk about what they're doing. You know what? I've got no problem with this. I hate to think you have a methadone clinic in our town. On the other hand, look at the alternative. Now, the other thing they want to do is reach out to the homeless. Because how many times have you seen homeless out there? They're shooting up out in front of everybody and all this. But they don't have, they don't have addresses or anything. But how can we get them in so we can treat them for their addictions?
Yesterday, I nearly had a hood ornament when a person who was clearly under some influence was sitting in the road wearing black clothing, leaning into the lane. And I'd take evasive action, or I'd have taken his head off. That's a scary feeling.
Well, it happens a lot. And you know what? And here's the thing. It doesn't make anybody feel any better, all right? I know it doesn't make you feel any better. But this is a problem all over. They're down in, and I was just talking to my son down in New Mexico, and my daughter. And she almost did the same thing, because people will walk out and just collapse in traffic. And I mean, just walk out and just collapse
yeah.
in traffic. Where, oh my gosh, they're killing people on the roads. They're called, but it's all caused by either alcohol or some kind of opiates.
I return anyway, to the question.
Now, here's the part that I'm getting to. And again, people are going to probably take this wrong, and I don't care. Is the next article was where you can buy weed in Shasta County. That next article, after this one. We're going to probably get $2 million here to start this, to start this hub up, so you can start counseling, start teaching, helping people. The next article is where you can buy weed in Shasta County. And they talk about the city of Shasta Lake, which is exploding out there. Their mayor is, a member of the VFW and other places. They've got three. They have three. What do you call those? Well, wherever you can sell marijuana at. In Shasta Lake, and now they're pushing the rest of them out into their version of Stillwater, shovel ready kind of area to be able to build their shops, and they're going to be ready. They're expanding big time in the city of Shasta Lake. Redding, of course, is coming up with the rules so they can buy marijuana in Redding, Bernie, Happy Valley, all these other communities. They've got to come up with if they're going to sell it or not sell it. And if they are, how they're going, how it's going to be done and all this. Now, see, in Reading, there's probably going to be a vote on how much we as the citizens are going to tax marijuana. In Shasta, in the city of Shasta Lake, they charge a fee for every foot of a building, $5 a foot for every building. To go for to help to make money off taxes, plus taxes on sales and all those other things. $2 million over here, right at the beginning to fight the opiate epidemic. We're figuring out how we can sell weed and where you can get weed. Shasta County just said you can't sell it anywhere, you can't grow it out in anything. Shasta County Board of Supervisors. That's it. In unincorporated areas. So, is this a dichotomy? Are we here watching people dying on the streets from opiates, and we're figuring out how to sell them weed? On the other hand, I mean...
And I think anybody who says, there's no proof that this is a gateway drug is obviously smoking the stuff.
Well, and not everybody that smokes weed becomes a heroin addict.
Right.
Okay. I mean, obviously.
Not everybody
obviously
who drinks a beer once
becomes
in a while
an alcoholic. Yeah, yeah. Right. So, I mean, I understand that. And I'm super huge on taking responsibility for own actions and me not telling you what you can do and what you can't do. But when it comes to the point where I have to pay for you for your continued use of heroin, have we come to the spot where we, where they're out there laying on the ground in the parks with needles all around them? I don't pay for that. I don't want to pay for that. So perhaps if you bring marijuana into the county, into the city, and you tax it enough, I don't have to pay for that. The taxes from that will go to clean up all this. I don't believe it. I don't believe it for a second,
yeah,
though.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you ever think of math as being...
I tried not to.
Well, there's a professor at the University of Illinois named Rachel Gutierrez. She's a math professor. She has, she says, the ability to solve algebra and geometry problems is part of white privilege.
Okay.
Obviously,
how did we connect those dots?
Obviously, never was she in my class. If mathematics is white privilege, then I would have availed myself of that in college. How about this? I'm getting my master's. I'm taking a statistics class because you have to when you get in your master's. You have to take a statistics class, or the other one's like a hard math. Statistics I felt I could get around in. I got an A in every top level class I took. Statistics was a C. It kept me out of the top 10%. Statistics. But you know what? But math's like that. Anyway, so what she says is, what Rachel says, is that math operates as whiteness. Because people associate math with Greeks and with white people. And the use of pi and different theories is... It strengthens white, the white thought, or the thoughts that whites were the ones that invented math.
Well, I think it was, we call them it was Arabic numerals.
Yeah. I know. I thought it was like Persians and all that. You know, that's what I thought. Anyway, but what do I know? I'm not a math professor. Anyway, so she goes on with this, and she says to really teach mathematics, you've got to put it in the whole socioeconomic cultural realm to be able to teach mathematics. She says, people that cannot solve math problems are considered slow and dumb.
Oh, no. I don't consider.
I just know there's some people that are math people, but they have to have TGIF on their shoes. You know what that means, right? Toes go in first because they can't, you know, they can solve math problems, but they can't, you know, chew gum and
right,
walk.
Right, right.
So you have those. I would never associate a person not being able to do a math problem as a dunce.
What is this drive towards a gray, homogenous society where everybody is identical?
I'm not sure about this thing where math is the the epitome, not the epitome, but it is another part of white privilege, because if you solve it, it strengthens the white privilege side. Well, what about non-white? How about people of color mathematicians?
Aren't some of the greatest mathematicians in today's world like Indian?
I thought. That's what, you know.
That is the silly. That is on the face of it. One of the silliest things I've ever heard.
When the University of Illinois was questioned, they said, "You know what? We don't step on our professors when they write things on their own time and they publish stuff."
She needs to be stepped on. She needs to be booted.
Well, you know what? I wouldn't want to step on it. I would just really like to hear, you know. And of course, you're getting this article. She published this in articles, and there's like 40 math teachers talking about how can you teach math better. Because as you know, America kind of falls behind when it comes to math, behind Asian countries and other countries.
Yeah, so the argument disintegrates at that point.
Well, she's talking about America. She's talking about America.
This is here. Ebonics 2, isn't it?
No, it's not Ebonics 2. This is just her comments on it. Rachel, you can look it up. Rachel Gutierrez, she's a math professor at the University of Illinois. Ability to solve algebra and geometry problems contributes to white privilege. Okay, enough. Hey,
I shake my head.
Well, what else? After the break, we're going to have Celestina Traver here, and Celestina is the latest and the newest of our Shasta County Veteran Service Officers. I think she's like the fifth one in 2 years, maybe 2.5 years. Now, the last guy, Tommy Key, good guy, took over after we had two disastrous ones. And then he took over and kind of got everything started, but Tommy missed home. He's back in North Carolina now.
Yeah.
Went North Kakalaki with his family and his new girlfriend. And so they, you know, they went out and looked for a veteran service officer. And guess what? One was sitting right there who's been there for the last, gosh, umpteen years.
And so they promoted from within.
They promoted from within, from somebody that knows everything. And is a local person who's not going to leave. You know, all these bringing people in from other areas, I never could understand why they thought that was a good idea.
Yeah, we got how many veterans in this area who
20,000?
Yeah, who know their stuff.
Yeah, at least 20,000. Anyway, okay, we'll do that right after the break. You know, again, when you're talking about stuff that's going on, here is the November 16th. They're bringing in about the opiate crisis and drug epidemic. Maybe at the same time we could lecture on where you can buy your weed at.
Community Talk Radio from the North State, AM 1460, KCNR Shasta Reading, the news. Brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. See their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump is reacting to news that the Clinton campaign and Democratic Party paid for research and produced a dossier of Russia allegations. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
President Trump views himself as the victim. On Twitter, he posted a quote that he attributes to Fox News, saying, "The victim here is the president. He has derided the dossier as phony stuff, and now there is reporting from various news outlets that Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign and the DNC helped pay for political research that led to the dossier of allegations about Donald Trump's ties to Russia." Greg Clugston, Washington.
Senator Jeff Flake of Arizona says he will not be seeking re-election next year. He's been embroiled in a months-long verbal sparring match with President Trump, got in another shot today when he said he thinks the president is simply going to have to change his rhetoric and his ways, as he told NBC's Today Show.
I hope that we're reaching a tipping point where my colleagues and every elected official will say, we can't go on this way. These politics, you know, how can we explain to our kids that we are countenancing this kind of behavior from the top? So I hope that we've reached that tipping point.
And he appeared on NBC's Today Show. A sheriff's spokesman says a student and a friend were fatally shot on the campus at Grambling State University last night.
When they arrived, there were two victims on the ground.
Grambling State University Media Relations Director Will Sutton says officers are still searching for the suspected gunman. New rules for those entering the country.
President Trump is allowing the resumption of refugee admissions into the U.S. now that the ban that he instituted 4 months ago has expired. But the president is requiring enhanced screening procedures and a 90-day review for people coming from 11 countries believed to pose a higher risk to U.S. national security.
That's Jackie Quinn reporting. More from townhall.com.
From Paramount Pictures and PureFlix comes Same Kind of Different as Me. Ron and Debbie Hall have everything they could ever want, except for a loving marriage. But when Debbie befriends a homeless man, their lives begin to intersect, and they are all changed forever.
Amazing how far a little 10, 11 care can go.
Same Kind of Different as Me, based on the incredible true story and best-selling book, now playing. Rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13. For tickets and showtimes, go to samekindofdifferentasmemovie.com. Franklin Graham calls it a must-see.
Don't you dare tell me about the love and the compassion of your so-called God.
Mike Huckabee calls it a giant step forward for the faith-based genre.
Do you believe that God hears?
God always answers prayers.
Jerry Falwell Jr. says Let There Be Light offers forgiveness and hope when it's needed most. Kevin Sorbo and Sean Hannity present the most anticipated Christian movie of the year. Let There Be Light. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13 in theaters October 27. Find a theater at lettherebelightmovie.com.
Officials say increased entrance fees at national parks would provide much-needed funding for maintenance and improvements, as Mike Rotzi explains.
The National Park Service estimates the price tag for deferred maintenance at its parks was $11.3 billion as of September 2016. Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke says in a statement that action needs to be taken to ensure our grandkids' grandkids will have the same, if not better, experience than we have today.
That is correspondent Mike Grazia. Amazon wants the keys to your house. The online retailer will launch a service next month called Amazon Key that would allow delivery people to walk right into your home and drop off a box when you're not there. Those who want the service would first have to buy a camera and Wi-Fi connected lock from the Seattle company that starts at $250. Shoppers could then select in-home delivery on the Amazon app. When the delivery person shows up, the camera starts recording and the door unlocks. Breaking news at townhall.com. Orders for long-lasting manufactured goods rose 2.2% in September, the biggest gain in 3 months, led by a big increase in orders for commercial aircraft. A key category that tracks business investment posted a third straight monthly gain. The Commerce Department says the September advance in durable goods followed a 2% rise seen in the month of August. Visa says its fiscal fourth quarter profits rose 11%. It credits the purchase and integration of Visa Europe, along with more customers spending on Visa's payment network. Sales of new U.S. homes jumped last month to the highest level since October of 2007. The owners of 16 McDonald's restaurants in the state of Pennsylvania paying nearly $3 million now to settle a lawsuit claiming they paid hourly employees strictly with fee-laden debit cards. State law requires payments in the form of what is officially called lawful money or a check. More details at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460 down here in the center of downtown Reading, down here on Market Street. Good morning, everybody. It is 6 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at kcnr1460.com. Bob, I think we have weather here today.
We have weather every day. We do, in fact, have weather every day, and every day for the rest of this week will remain pretty much the same as what we're going to see today, which is a high of 91, overnight low near the 60-degree mark. Temperatures slowly tapering off into the weekend. By Sunday, we'll be down to about 83 for a high, but still sunny skies, no rain in our immediate future. as I said, Shasta Lake is 50 feet from the top. Right now at Reading Municipal Airport, it is 52 degrees downtown, seeing 55 and rising. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Better-known business out of Anderson that gives senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call, 365-3793. Some people say that they have the best propane in the world. But he'll tell you, Chuck, and he'll say, no, we all get it out of the same place, but we got really great customer service. And speaking of great customer service, Bastiani Arms. If you're looking for a firearm, this is our dealer of choice. Sarah and John Bastiani have opened their business up over a little bit over 8 years ago and have been a real success there. And why? Customer service. A lot of the same people that opened with them are with them today. You go in, you ask a question, you get straight answers, nobody's talking down to you. They welcome first-time shooters, and they welcome veteran shooters in there. He's got a full selection of all accessories. And, of course, Seth Stokes, who teaches concealed carry and hunter safety, gives really solid, good courses at Bastiani Arms. Open Tuesday through Saturday at 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. And guess what, veterans? You get a discount at Bastiani Arms. And speaking of veterans, I'm speaking to a veteran right now.
Good morning.
Good morning, Celestina Traver. Good morning.
How are you?
I'm fine. And how is our newest in a chain of Shasta County Veteran Service Officers?
We're good. We're good.
We're good. We're
yeah,
all good
we're
now.
We're good.
You know what? Celestina, how long have you been with the office?
7 years.
7 years.
Yes.
Okay. And as people probably know, as we poke fun at the Board of Supervisors, is that we had, of course, Dave
Dave Langford, mm-hmm. and then Bob
Dunlap. Yep.
And then they both, they retired. And then they brought in the next guy. Wait, I'm not even going to mention his name. I can't remember his name. He wasn't here that long. Total fiasco. Then we brought in the guy after that. Total fiasco. Then we brought in Tommy Keith.
Which was amazing.
Tommy, never stopped smiling, never stopped trying, rebuilt the office.
Great leader.
Did his work. He was just one of the guys mm-hmm. as far as taking cases and all this. But he also reached out to the community, did so much. Tommy, not from here. Tommy's from North Carolina.
Correct.
Missed his family. Had his girlfriend back there. So off they went. Mm-hmm. So the Shasta County Board of Supervisors put out applications for this job. And this is a tough job. This is not an easy job.
Correct.
Celestina applied for it. This wasn't like, they wasn't like, oh, let's just appoint her.
Yeah, it wasn't a promotion.
You went through with several other people from that also had experience in this.
Absolutely.
You know, other veteran service officers, in fact, I think, mm-hmm. who had been, in other areas were applying for this job. And you won. You were selected. Well, you won. You won. You were selected. You won. You won. You took first place. Okay.
Yes. Long interview process.
Okay. Yeah, you said it was like, 40 minutes just for the interview?
For the first interview. The second interview was about the same time.
Okay. Now, you did say, though, that the turnover was flawless.
Yes.
If it hadn't been, would you have, docked your own pay?
No. I think Tommy built up the office, built up a great team. We were really kind of what he called a dream team. We worked really well together. So when I went ahead and took that position, I'd already been working with them. We already had a team in place. So it was kind of a flawless transition.
And it should be.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's an opening now then, right?
There is.
So
yes. We're going to be hiring in first part of November.
Okay, great. So this would be another person that's going to be able to handle claims then?
Correct.
And what are they called? Just claims or
Veteran Service Rep 1.
Okay, Veteran mm-hmm. Service Rep 1. Okay.
Yeah.
And so you're looking for who then?
Veteran.
You want a veteran.
Veteran.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And this is obviously a trainable job.
It is, but it's a legal position. Mm-hmm. You have to know a lot of law, federal law, being able to interpret law. So we're looking for someone that really has a heart for veterans. Being able to read and understand law, and being able to do a lot of research and report writing.
Okay. So it's more than just a pretty face.
It is.
Okay. Well, that just lets me and Bob out. Yeah. So we have the pretty face.
I started reading legalese, and my eyes rolled back in my head.
It's part of that white privilege of math that I'm still trying to figure that one out. I just know.
I live for a calculator, baby.
If you don't have a calculator in front of me, what I'm just doing is like simple math. I'm just, Anyway. Okay, Celestina, you've started, you've taken over. Any changes coming down the line that you can see?
Not too many changes. I've always wanted to do a vet court. And
this is a veterans court. And this happens in other parts of the country.
It does.
This is for veterans that get into trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Not heavy trouble, but right. just trouble.
Trouble. Yes. And we're trying to, it's about once a month that we would have set up this vet court. It's been in the works, thought process, and I'm hoping in the future, 2018, we'll get that going forward.
Now, the judicial system has to buy off on this.
Yes. And it's all volunteer.
Because the people that appear, or the people that make the decision, are all non-court people, right? Is that correct?
No, we have a judge.
You do have a regular judge? Okay.
Plays a part, and there's a lot of intricate parts, so that's why it takes a lot of cooperation, teamwork, and community buy-in.
Okay, so I need a little more explanation than what a vet court is. I always thought it kind of a veteran court. It was kind of like, you know, it was he went into a group of his peers who then, but that's not true.
No, okay. They see a judge.
They see a judge. Yes. So what makes it different than another court?
It just is wrapped around taking into consideration their time in service, their disabilities, and creating a plan that really kind of helps them succeed in the future.
Okay. I see what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, in other words, somebody comes up for you got in a fight. Is that, it can't be a felony, so it's just a misdemeanor fight or something that they've done.
Grand theft is misdemeanor, too.
Yeah, that's true.
Nowadays.
That's true. So what happens is then when he comes up or she comes up in front of the judge, they've got people there that make sure the judge understands what, you know, their service records and all this, and that we already have them in programs to help them. So that probably may try to get in probation or something like that.
Oh, we're really not sure at this point how it's going to lay out, but we're hoping. Our team is going to be at the stand down Thursday and Friday, so we're excited about that, helping homeless veterans and hiring a new person and really just continuously helping veterans in this area, claims. And if you haven't come down to our office within a year, please revisit us.
Okay. We're here with Celestina Trevor, the newest, I shouldn't say the newest, it makes it sound bad, our new Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. We're going to take a break here, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Prices are falling at Carmona's Appliance Center. You'll find fabulous fall savings on all our Whirlpool, Maytag, KitchenAid, Amana, and Jennera appliances, including washers, dryers, refrigerators, freezers, microwaves, ranges, dishwashers, cooktops, and more. Huge in-stock inventory, local delivery, complete parts and service department at your locally owned brand source dealer, Carmona's Appliance Center, Mistletoe Lane, Reading. Like us on Facebook and log on to carmonasappliances.com.
Grab life by the throttle. Play our holiday hog swipe to win promotion at Wind River Resort and Casino. Win free slot play, fuel, prizes, or his and hers Harley Davidsons. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn triple points on Mondays and Tuesdays. Drawings Thursdays at 8 p.m. for free slot play and fuel. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or his and hers Harley Davidsons. Not one, but two. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. It's never about the destination. It's the getting there that stays with you. Now, let's make it happen and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play our Holiday Hog Swipe to Win promotion, where you could win his and hers Harley Davidsons from Redding Harley Davidson. Final drawing, Thursday, October 26th. Holiday Hog Swipe to Win. Remember, more games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. Download the Wind River app on Google Play or the Apple Store. His and hers Harley Davidsons. It's better and louder at the river.
Did you know all PG&E residential customers will be switched to time-of-use billing by 2019? That means you could pay three times more for your power during the day. Solar power from Advanced Power Reading is the solution. And with our new lithium battery pack, you can take advantage of the new rates by using your stored energy during the peak hours and recharge at night when rates are low. Visit our showroom at 843 North Market Street and see the new battery technology at work. And our new battery can be added to your existing solar system. Advanced Power Reading is offering zero down
loan with up to 25-year financing. Give us a call today at 226-0701 and let us show you the way to produce your own power. Remember these three things. Don't let anyone talk you into a lease. Use a local solar contractor. Get at least three bids. And call the experts at Advanced Power Reading, 226-0701. Or stop by our office at 843 North Market Street, Reading. 226-0701, 843 North Market Street, Reading.
North Valley Stand Down is an effort to reach out to veterans who are suffering from the effects of poverty and who need help. A wide variety of free services and necessities will be offered to veterans in need. Transportation is available. Stand Down 2017 is at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson, Thursday, October the 26th through Saturday the 28th. It's all free with no strings attached and nothing to fear. For information on how to get help, call 605-8114.
Carmona's Appliance Center.
At Carmona's Appliance Center, it's barbecue season today and every day. From Broil King, Weber, Traeger, and the Big Green Egg, we carry all the brand names at the best prices in the North State, along with barbecue tools, pellets, barbecue seasonings, and much more. At Carmona's, we know barbecue cooking inside and out. Discover which grill will complete your outdoor kitchen. At Carmona's Appliance Center, your full-service appliance dealer with a full parts and service department, located on Mistletoe Lane, Reading.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Just as I thought it was going all right, I found out I'm wrong when I thought it was right. It's always the same, it's just a shame, that's all.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 20 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. You know what, that's been part of my life. Just when I thought I was right, found out I was wrong. Anyway, again, 20 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, 52 degrees, going up to 91 today. The rest of the week's going to be like this, really nice. Going down in the 86, 87 for the weekend. But the weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans, 365-3793. And this portion of the show brought to you by... Well, you know what? I almost did a twofer on that one. Alliance Heating and Air.
Great folks.
You know what? They
think
really
about
are.
Them every
they're
time I...
On, well, I tell you what, they're working on this...
Hear my AC, come on.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Every time mine comes on and it works, and the heater comes on and works, then the heater in the morning and the air conditioner in the afternoon, only in Reading, works because of Alliance Heating and Air. Voted best in the North State because they are the best in the North State. Give them a call, 221-2642. It's a veteran-owned business. They treat you like family. I won't let anybody else touch my HVAC except Alliance Heating and Air. Check out their website at homecomfort.org. Warranties, guarantees, they got it all. You want one of those continuous water heaters? They call them on-demand water heaters. Give Martin a call at Alliance Heating and Air.
Well, I will tell Martin talked us into getting a Nest thermostat when they first came out, and it's great because it follows your pattern and sets the temperature for you, so you're not fiddling with it every day. So before you're due to get out of bed, it starts warming the place up, and then when you go on during the day, it goes back into eco mode.
You love that stuff. Yeah. You know, when little things like that happen for you.
When you walk in the house, it senses that you're there and turns on the heat for you.
Wow. That's incredible.
Wouldn't it be nice if you could just have we're here with Celestina Trevor, who's the veteran service officer. Wouldn't it be nice if you could have people just kind of sit there and then when somebody walks in, they come back on alert, you know, something
right.
like that. That'd be nice.
That's cool. Anyway.
Okay. Celestina, the hour, okay. A lot of your stuff is walk-in, right?
Correct.
In fact, almost all of it's walk-in. But you do, mm-hmm. but you do make appointments, or do you?
We do on the rare occasions. Mm-hmm. I make appointments because I'm in and out of the office. Mm-hmm. I have other responsibilities out in the community. And so, but our vet reps, they do a lot by email. They fax. We try to reach out in every possible electronic way. If you work full time, you can email us. At lunch, you can call us at lunch. We can do we can send documents back and forth. You know, we try to meet them where they are.
Okay. Now the of course you have the hub right here. Now, do y'all ever go to other towns?
We do. We go to Bernie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you go up to Bernie so people from Alturas can come down and visit.
Yeah, Fall River Mill.
Fall River Mill.
Mm-hmm.
And so you provide, how often do you do that?
We do it once a month. We stop in the wintertime because usually
of,
we...
Yeah, because of the snow. And all that. Yeah. Okay, now, does the... You've got how many... Yourself and how many people right now?
Myself, Troy Payne, and Devin Freeman.
Okay. And Devin just passed his... Passed all his tests, right?
He did, and he's going to get his PIV card and have federal access in the next couple weeks.
PIV means?
It means that we have a card, a PIV card. It goes into a CAC reader, and then we can get into the federal computer system. We have access.
Okay, and so you're there with that, and that allows you then to look up all, everybody's records.
Everybody's records, follow your claim. When we put a claim in, the paperwork in, we can see when it gets into their computer system, mm-hmm. and we can really, it's, we just watch it.
Okay. Now, the, so you, but you're looking for another person also now.
Yes.
So, because you want to have, what, four of the reps and then you. So that makes, is
three
that right?
Reps and
three,
me.
Three reps and you.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, okay. And the person that you're looking for is, you want a veteran that's trainable.
Correct.
All right. They don't have to be a big mathematician then.
No, but you do need some math. So I would really, my dream would be to find a grant that would allow me to have someone that's part-time that can do outreach mm-hmm. and go to the VRC or go into the VA clinic or mm-hmm. go to Bernie and Shingletown and being able to reach those who can't come in. I also really want to go into the assisted living homes and talk to the people and have a laptop and go in there and go ahead and file non-service connected pensions to get them some money so that it reaches their needs so they can afford the assisted living.
Okay, so and that, the only thing that keeps you from that is the budget to be able to hire somebody?
Well, not necessarily the budget, but looking for a grant.
It's, oh, yeah, but it's just it's a money thing, though.
It is. It
okay.
is.
Now, does the I love going through this every time, so I hope you're up on this, that the Shasta County Veterans Service Office brings in, through y'all's efforts, have brought it brings in how much would you say a year?
Oh my goodness!
break it
probably
down.
Probably about $8 million.
Okay, $8 million a year.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just on the thing the claims that have gone through you all.
Correct.
That doesn't mean anything like I'm a retired, you know, I'm retired military, so I have my retirement, but it doesn't count in that $8 million. This is just claims that veterans have put in through your office.
Yes.
Now that $8 million is that's that one hard dollar that comes to each person.
Yeah, it goes back into the community as well.
Yeah, like anywhere from 3 to 6 times.
Absolutely.
So we're talking like almost $24 million a year. Then it could be. Yeah, I mean that's conservative.
Mm-hmm.
Is $24 million a year? Okay, so. Right. That's right out of your office.
There. Yes.
And that continues to grow. Are
it
you
does.
Seeing? Are you seeing more? Veterans,
we
I
are. Mean,
I know you keep
we
growing,
are.
But this. I mean, are the younger? You see, are you seeing younger veterans?
Yeah, we are. We are. We're seeing a lot of post 9/11 veterans, OEF, OI, or OEF veterans from coming
OEF,
back.
OEF, OIF,
yeah.
Any place else too? A lot
any
of these guys.
Place else.
Yeah, I see. They're, you know, they're fighting in Niger and other places
yes.
that we didn't even know about. So, you know, are they a different group than, say, your Vietnam guys and girls?
They are. They are.
In what way?
Well, I think that the war is different. The war we are at and fighting is a whole different war. It's on different turf. It has different everything. So we have to really understand that culture. It's a cultural thing.
Yeah, you've got almost a millennial.
Yeah.
Or
yes,
culture or pre-millennial, and then you've got your baby boomer in from Vietnam.
Yeah.
So you they are a different way. You have to treat them in a different sense, a different way, huh?
We we have to understand them and make sure that we understand each culture, and we don't disrespect that where they are. We have to meet them where they are. And so that's really important. That's what we train on all the time, is making sure that we meet that veteran where they are and meet their needs when they walk in. They are our first foremost responsibility.
You know, I never even thought of it like that, but it is a different culture, totally different.
It is.
From Vietnam, in our age group here. And to these fights now.
Wounds, different problems within itself.
Post-traumatic stress, though, is kind of like a, isn't that kind of almost a, an un, you know, an ongoing injury from Vietnam to OEF, OIF? I mean, if there's anything that kind of remains the same, it would be that.
Yes, yes. We are seeing, though, more traumatic brain injuries.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because of the IEDs and...
Okay. Yeah, well, you know what, that's... Mm-hmm. You know what, I'm not even sure they've even looked at traumatic brain injuries during Vietnam, though.
True.
You know what I mean? It's kind of like... I mean, you got your bell rung a lot over there, but mm-hmm. it wasn't to the extent of like they have, you know, there where you're in a armored vehicle or a semi-armored vehicle mm-hmm. or it should be a half-armored vehicle. And you get rolled over and with that. The VA does test for that, though. So when you come in, you get... I want to take a break here. I want to go through this. When somebody comes in to see you, and then what happens from there. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
You obviously really love washing your car. Your wheels always look like you just got your car detailed.
Oh, I hate washing my car. That's why I'm in the Car Wash Club at Premier Oil Change. I can run my car through their state-of-the-art new car wash all month long for a fixed price.
Now that's out of my budget.
You'll be pleasantly surprised. It's very affordable. It starts at $22 a month, and it is fast. I get my car washed in under 5 minutes. They have free vacuums right next to the freeway. Easy in, easy out. I also like the oil change service. Having an infant and not having to get out of my car is a huge plus.
What a great service. Glad I asked. I'll check it out tomorrow.
Visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park. Both locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change and unlimited car wash.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I was waiting to see if there was going to be like lyrics. Oh, is this from Easy Rider?
Hardly.
Okay.
If I told you the name of the group, you'd just laugh.
28 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here on the 25th of October right here at studios of KCNR 1460. Free Fire Radio here, Carl Bott. 52 degrees. Or 54 degrees, or whatever it is, somewhere around in there in the 52s, 3s, or 4s, going up to 91. Yesterday in my truck, when I was driving around, it was like 96 when I was in town. 96. It's the end of October, people. Come on. And tell me there's not global warming. 530-605-45. 4567. I got another story here, but I can't. I mean, I got to save it for tomorrow. Because we're sitting here with Celestina Trevor, who is the new veteran service officer for Shasta County. And this portion of the show, though, is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, a veteran-owned business right off of Athens Avenue that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. The only place I would ever go to let them touch my head, which is probably, you know, part of the problems I have. Anyway, they've got discounts for seniors and veterans, and it's man's last stronghold. What can I say? Yeah, Celestina's sitting over there going, her eyes roll back in her head when I say that. All right, Celestina, now, we talked about during the break differences between millennials and baby boomers, I guess. And it was really a surprise what you told me. Not a surprise. I was really interested to hear the difference. Like, the generation, yeah, or the millennials who've been in combat, when they come back, they rate the same benefits as all veterans.
Yes.
And they're all benefits that they've earned.
Correct.
But they're not coming down to collect those.
No. We're trying to reach out to them. The statistics have shown that the millennials are actually going back to college and going and focusing on careers versus going and drawing welfare and pulling money from the government. So when they come in, they're very
hesitant to get into it, or
they're really not interested in all the benefits because they're wanting to focus on college and they want to focus on career. And we try to explain to them that pulling benefits and applying for benefits will not ruin their career. Because they're really focused on
They want to go back to college. They want to get by all this, but there's benefits that they rate.
Absolutely.
Also. But they're really interested though in getting to college, getting started with their life. Okay, I did my time. You know, it's time to move on. Where a lot of the Vietnam veterans didn't apply until like decades later when they found out that some of the problems they were having was a direct result from being in Vietnam.
Yes. And they had benefits sitting there, and they weren't...
For decades.
And it wasn't brought to light, and now we're just showering them and making sure we're trying to reach every single Vietnam veteran and let them know all their benefits. Another good thing is that I see expanding is in the colleges. Shasta College has this amazing veterans... place. They're actually building a new one, a larger place where veterans can go there and study and hang out and talk to each other. And Simpson University
has their own place
there.
Yeah. They've got a very active veterans club there.
Justin is really doing really good with that.
I'm telling you what, both of our Shasta College and Simpson University are really reaching out and I think they're doing a good job.
I do too.
So, you know, and the fact of trying to get people involved in this. A question came in, why is there such a desire to push getting everybody signed up for something?
Well, it's not signed up for something. What we want to do is when you come into our office, we look at your DD-214, and what we want to educate you on the benefits that are out there that you can actually tap into.
And these are benefits. These aren't entitlements, my friends. Yeah. These are things that you earned as being a member of the military.
When you signed on that dotted line. And, that's
and,
the contract.
And it's kind of like this. It's kind of like this is, if there's something out there that's going to help you with your life in the future, maybe not right now, but in the future, you need to know about this. I see people that, you know, I said, I run into veterans all the time. Have you gone down to the VA and signed up for the VA? Well, you know what? I was only in a couple years, and I didn't see combat. So what?
My exactly. Benny's got me my degree at Shasta College.
You rate these because of your service, and it's not pushing people to if they don't want it. The thing is that you're just educating people
on
what's available out there for families. Like, what about the elderly veteran that's sitting in a home, and he rates the care and attendance up to $1,600 to $1,700. You know, a month, because they have earned this benefit. So, yeah, you know what? I think it's their job, frankly, here for Anonymous, that it's their job at the Shasta County Veterans Service
Not
Office.
Not pushing, they're informing.
To reach out to every veteran out there and say, look, you're going to school, but did you know you can also get help with your books on something like this? Or you can get help, you know, finding a home or a place to stay while you're going to school. All these benefits that are out there. Or you were injured. Well, guess what? Because of the injury, this is a benefit you rate.
Yeah, I'm going to respectfully disagree with our comment.
Yeah, and I will too.
Me too, because if we would have had this push back in Vietnam time, Vietnam wouldn't have had to wait all this time to get benefits or live out there.
Dying off out there.
Exactly. So what we want to do is inform everybody so they know, so they have options.
And that's what, you know what, and that exactly is what your job is. You can't force somebody to take it.
Correct.
But if you don't do your job, and this is your job, to show them every benefit available, then Celestina Traver is not doing her job, nor are your people.
That's right.
So, Anonymous, that's what I think. So there. Okay.
You know what? It is talk radio.
It is talk radio, after all. But you also have a chance there to jump in and tell me.
605-4567.
Come on in. Give us a call. Okay. I was really interested to hear that about the millennials, because I would have thought there had been the millennials going, no, give me. But it's not like that.
It's not like that.
Not like that at all.
Nope.
Okay. That's cool.
It's cool.
Well, it's a little different. Okay. Now, reaching out to people, wanting to get into the homes, get into all these other things that you're doing. Now, I'm a first timer. I'm a millennial. I just came back out of OIF. I walk into your office. What happens?
You sign in with Tabitha. We actually have a brand new sign-in system.
Mm-hmm.
It alerts us on the computer system, and then you get called back. We have actually lessened our wait time in the waiting room. It used to be 2 to 3 hours. Now it's less than an hour.
Okay, now, so somebody comes in and signs in. Do you want them just to sit there, or you say, well, it's going to be at least an hour so they can walk around and come back? Do they lose their place in line?
No, they do not.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they're signed in there saying, oh, I came back, you know, and okay, yeah. So we're going to take you next.
Take them. And we bring them back in, and Troy or Devin or I, we sit with them and we talk with them. We're not just filling out legal papers, filling out claims papers, and sending them in, and that's it. We talk with them. We create a rapport. We find out details about their life so that we can know how to best
help
fit their needs.
Fit their needs. Okay.
Yes.
All right, so when you say you're talking to them, so, okay, I'm in there, and what are some of the questions you'll ask me?
First, need to bring in your DD-214 so we can look at it, and then we...
I have three of those, so I'll give you all three of them.
We look to see if you're retired military.
I've gotten out of the military several times. So, okay.
And we just talk with them, and we start telling them their benefits, and we start signing them up, and we ask them if they want veteran put on their driver's license, and we ask them if they are connected with the clinic, and we just continue doing that.
Okay, and then you can look at other things, too, like say you might have been. Now, are you familiar, and I'm not trying to trick anybody here, but if you're at Camp Lejeune in North Carolina, from any time from like the 50s up through the 90s, there's toxic water there.
Oh, yeah, they had the chromium 6 in the water.
The chromium 6 was in the water. And, you know, really, unless you lived there, you wouldn't know that. because the Marine Corps went to individual Marines.
Correct.
And said, if you were there, I'm not sure what, but I guess there are certain diseases that are tied to that.
Yeah. Somebody brought up something in the chat room, and I just want to toss this out. The members of the reserve who got the who signed up for the bonus, and then the state was going to basically, you know, have at them. Is that resolved? Is that going away? That bonus money that they when they signed up for back in the 90s. Remember, the state was going to, you know, take away all that money.
That went away. Okay, just things that people are saying here. One of the people from your office, so it's, you know, making points with you, said that that remember some of the laws and rules change. So come back and check every few years. Because things, in case things have changed on those things.
Absolutely.
Know.
And that's why we close the doors at 4, because our team completely, we train 4 to 5, and we're constantly training in all the new laws and all the new legislature. Trump is continuously changing laws and bringing new benefits to veterans. And so we're
Trump is?
Yes.
Yay!
I know, right?
Oh, yeah.
So
it says here that you saved this guy from being, and the word he used was hosed for $20,000. You and Troy saved him from being, that the VA had made this huge mistake, and y'all caught that.
Yes.
But it was going to cost this gentleman, or woman, I'm not sure who it is, $20,000.
Yes. We, they had a $20,000 debt, and we had it overturned in 24 hours. Not always the case, but in this case, we won. Immediately.
Oh, that's great. Now, Devin is also pushing things down, talking about
Excellent. The
other thing from...
thank you, Devin.
Yeah, from at Camp Lejeune from August 1st, 1953 through December 31st, 1987. Anybody who's developed one of the following 8 diseases, adult leukemia, aplastic anemia, bladder cancer, kidney cancer, liver cancer, multiple myeloma. See, these are... And all these different things that if you were stationed there, and I try to tell people, you know, they're older Marines or they're Marines, I say, you ever been stationed in Camp Lejeune? Oh, yeah. Did you know this? And not one of them has actually known it. So that this was, and it's not just the Marines, it's their families. So if you were stationed there, where your dad was stationed there, your mom was stationed there, you also fall under this. So this is just something, see, this is another thing that you all do. You know, it's probably one of the, you know, questions. That will be in there.
We take care of families. We take care of their dependents and their widows. And our focus isn't just on the veteran, but as the family as a whole. And that's what I want to make sure our team does, is we ask all the pertinent questions. And I am a kind of a stickler on training and knowing the law and knowing, and so that we have the utmost, newest information so that we can help them.
Okay. Good. All right. Yeah, you know, I think Devin's there at the office right now. So somebody said, shouldn't he be at
yes,
the office?
Is.
Yeah, he's at the office there, buddy. Okay, hey, look, this portion
One
of the show.
I presume they have internet at the office.
Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, a community bank right here in town. You know, their whole effort is to push your dreams forward. Now, how do they do that? They do it with a professional staff. They do it with services that are offered to all the, you know, to our local population here. People you know, people you've worked with before, all at Cornerstone Bank. And they've got their newest branch is on California Street, 1845 California Street, just south of Jack's Grill. Go on in there, see what it's like to have local service and having them help you move your dreams forward. Cornerstone Community Bank. We'll be right back with Celestina Traber.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Rejecting God's moral values leads to moral decay and lawlessness. The cause of this moral decay is the rejection of God, whose ways are absolute and unchangeable. This will eventually affect the ability to recognize the slow decay of one's morals while it decays, pollutes, and corrupts the mind and flesh, especially of our children. By giving your life to Jesus and living according to God's Word, you will be protected against this moral decay. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you there. And remember, it's worth the ride.
Your story begins here. Start yours today. Wind River Resort and Casino can make your dreams a reality. From our experienced staff, full setup and cleanup, on-site catering, full-service spa, luxurious hotel, and certified wedding and event planner. Come see what we have to offer. We guarantee you'll be amazed. Our group sales team can set up any room arrangement needed to suit your conference or meeting needs. Book your event today. Call 530-339-7454 or visit windriver.com. It's better at the river.
Do you like to perform and show off your skills and vocals and sing your best? Then head down to Wind River Resort and Casino for karaoke rewards at Overtime Lounge. No cover charge. The action starts every Thursday at 9 p.m. with more ways to earn entries to win a package including a one-night hotel stay, dining certificate, free slot play, and cash. Drawing at the end of the month. Ask how to earn additional tickets. Karaoke rewards Thursdays at Wind River Resort and Casino. For rules and details, log on to windriver.com. Karaoke is better at the river.
Have you received an inheritance or need to roll over a 401k from a former employer? Whatever your investment needs, for experienced, compassionate investment advice, call certified financial planner Tom Wood at the Advice Center at 244-PLAN. He'll take the time to discuss all your investment options for your unique needs. Tom has been helping his clients for nearly 20 years to manage their investments and to lower their taxes to achieve their financial goals. And Tom is offering a free investment tax review all month. He's offering this free investment tax review to help you find out if your investment portfolio is tax efficient or if he can help lower taxes you owe on your investments. Call Tom Wood at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. He can help your family develop an investment plan to help you have the financial future you desire. Call the Advice Center for your free investment tax review at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. Or go online to theadvicecenter.com. Securities offered through Royal Alliance Associates, member FINRA, SIPC.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to lakeshasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bob. Still in the weather a little bit. 10 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. I love that song. It's going to be a nice day. 91 degrees, weather reports always brought to you by. A little warm before the end of October, but it's clear. You know, weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call. 365-3793. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. You know what? If anybody's been with us the whole time, besides Nancy Sutton Pierce and Bob, it's Tobacco and Brew. They've just remodeled down there on Hilltop, and everything has changed in there except the great customer service and, of course, that walk-in humidor that knocks your socks off. New products, all your tobacco accessories that you could possibly want, e-cigs, all of those, at Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. We're here with Celestina Traver, who is the Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. We're talking about what happens when you come in and look at, you know, about the types of help available. You've got how many cases? Did you say 8,700?
Yes, around 8,700 cases.
Is that
total.
A year, or is that all the ones you're working on?
Because
once you get it
evolves.
Once you're there, you stay there, right?
Yes, it's usually between that 9,000 at one given time. We have, each of us have about 250 open claims that are brand new claims that are still up in Department of Veterans Affairs being worked. but the other ones were still our appeals and other things.
Is mine considered an open case?
Because yes.
You've got it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So I need to go back in, and because the Veterans Administration lied to me.
Yes, from they did.
They lied to me, just flat out to my face, they lied to me. And I didn't realize that till I talked to Tommy first and then you.
Mm-hmm.
And you've told me how to fix that, but I've got to come in and you all have to make a phone call.
Those darn CMP exams. Huh.
Yeah. Hey, the other thing, too, though, is when we talk about the people that you're helping and the people that you hire, is it true that the Hobby Lobby pays more?
Yeah.
On for an entry level than the
yes.
than you pay
yes.
than you pay over there.
Our vet rep one makes less than beginning pay at Hobby Lobby. Yes.
Wow. There's going to be a rush on Hobby Lobby today, and yeah, we're not talking minimum wage either.
Correct.
It's not minimum wage. It's going up. Okay. So I think a good question then would be for everybody that's running for the Board of Supervisors is, do you support hiring another veterans rep down in the Shasta County Veterans Service Office? Don't answer that because, you know. But I think I'm going to ask everybody that's running, Dave Kehoe, Joe Clemente, Missy MacArthur, Les Ball, and Melissa Hunt. That's one of the questions I'm going to ask. Y'all bring in around $24 million by the time you recycle it a few times, and probably got one of the lowest budgets in the county, I would imagine.
We have a small budget, but we make it work.
You make it work. Okay. All right. Now, so if a person doesn't have their 214, can you help them with that?
Absolutely. We order it on the spot.
Can you get it on the spot?
We cannot.
Okay.
If you're homeless and you need it right away, we can actually get it within 48 hours. But if it's not, if you're not homeless or in the hospital.
Do they have to mail it to you? Or how do they, if I went in to get it, how would I get it? I think if I go online, I thought I could just download it if I gave them the right information. Maybe not.
E-Benefits, you can go on your e-Benefits.
E-Benefits,
but we
right.
order it. It comes certified.
Mm-hmm.
Then
okay.
When we, if you print it off e-benefits, it doesn't come certified, and we can't verify that
can't
it's an
it.
Original.
Okay.
So we order it. It comes with a seal stamp. You bring it in, and then we use that and move it forward. We also keep a copy in our Vet Pro file.
Somebody said, when is a vet a vet? When's a veteran a veteran? Is there a question on that?
That's an interesting question. We get that a lot. I'll give you a story. The Marines are not a Marine. The drill instructors, they call them every other name.
Oh, they do.
They do. And until graduation and the end of boot camp.
That's right. They're
and
not
then,
a Marine until then, until they've earned the Eagle Globe and Anchor.
There you go.
The EGA.
So that's the answer. You have to graduate boot camp.
Before you're a veteran.
Yes.
What if you're injured?
Well, before you're... You know, actually in the military and you've passed it.
Okay, well, let me ask you this one. What if you are injured? Like, say you just tear your knee up during boot camp. Are you still? I mean, do they give you a medical discharge?
If they do, you come see us and then we help you with through
okay.
that.
If they just kick you out, though, like because you don't make it through boot camp, that's just too bad, right?
Yes.
Okay, because you haven't served in the military then. So it has to be... Does it have to be so many days?
You haven't earned the veteran status.
Okay. What about people that are dishonorably discharged?
Are they a veteran?
Yeah, they're a veteran, but they've I think dishonorably discharged. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure about this. I think they lose most of their benefits.
They lose a lot of their benefits, but they're still considered a veteran.
Right.
Some have been discharged dishonorably, part of their service, but the other part is honorable. We can still count the honorable part. Even the VA clinic, they're now accepting in the mental health department. They've opened that up.
Well,
now.
I understand why that is, because
yeah.
we've had a case right here in town where a young man was very much a really good soldier. Post-traumatic stress got to him. He came back, got in all types of trouble. They dishonorably discharged him, which meant then he couldn't be seen by the Veterans Administration to treat him for the post-traumatic stress that got him discharged. And,
exactly.
This, and so now they've just started, the family fought to get that change. But now I think that they're starting to see people.
Which is really good. It's really good.
And I understand, you know, before I would have said, nah. But then I understand what's going on. A lot of these people have had problems that their whole problem results from some things that happened to them while in the service. And so you lose your, you know, you get a dishonorable discharge, but yet you still need to be treated.
You do. Yeah. Absolutely. Because right. it doesn't mean that you didn't go through the war and you didn't get PTSD.
Yeah. Of course, I'm a firm believer that most people go into the military with some form of PTSD. I mean, really. I mean, if you're a woman, you've been sexually assaulted. Doesn't that, you know, that could be PTSD. If you've been in a terrible car wreck, if you were there and you saw your parents maybe, hurt. I think everybody's got some level of post-traumatic stress, but we'll never know because we never test before they get in. And that's, yeah, I mean, so say what you've come in from a very traumatic lifestyle when you were a child. So you're going to be like 60 or 70%. You know, you got a 60% PTSD rate already. So we're going to put you in combat for another, you know, year, 2 years, 3 years. It's just a thought. Okay, what are your hours?
We're open 8:30 to 11:30 and 1 to 4, Monday through Friday.
8:30 to 11:30.
And 1 to 4.
And 1 to 4.
Yeah, except for Thursday and Friday, this Thursday and Friday. I want to remind everybody that we're going to be on limited staffing, so please call in.
And you're limiting staffing because you're going to be at Stand Down 2017.
Down. Absolutely.
So come on down there, or just if all you veterans, if you have not been down to the Veterans Service Office, it's on
1855 Shasta Street.
Shasta Street's right across from Black Bear Diners. You'll see these bears on the other side of the street and a flagpole in front of the office.
A new flag. Absolutely.
All right. Hey, tomorrow Trish Clark comes in and joins me, and we've got some surprises for everybody. Wow. Been an interesting day. Remember, the good guys against the bad guys out there. Which are you?
Back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell.
News brought to you on KCNR, Shasta Reading by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
My ground won't be turned. I'll keep this world.
News this hour, townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. A fiery Twitter response from President Trump to broadsides delivered by Republicans Bob Corker and Jeff Flake. Mr. Trump says both senators not running for re-election because they have no chance of winning, and now he says they act so hurt and wounded. Have a 401k? Congress has its eye on it.
In an apparent split with the president, Ways and Means Committee Chairman Kevin Brady says he hasn't ruled out changes to 401k plans in order to raise more revenue. Brady says he's discussing the issue with Mr. Trump. Reports.